Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I met with my mastermind group the other day, and I run this group, and it's a phenomenal group, and these people are very, very high achievers. And one of the things that came out of the group, which really surprised me, is there's a couple of people that just don't devote the time they need to themselves, to their physical well-being and to their mental well-being. And you'd think with people that are as sort of advanced as this group, as successful as this group, they'd be really good about taking care of it. And not everyone falls into this category, but there was a couple people that kind of surprised me a little bit that they weren't taking care of themselves as well as they could be. And so there's a really simple thought here to take care of things, and that is dedicate 1 hour a day, 1 hour to your physical and mental well-being. And it could be, 45 minutes to the physical part minimum, which means getting yourself to a gym, doing some kind of cardiovascular exercise, whatever it takes, but 45 minutes dedicated to your body and to getting and to movement and to doing something that really benefits you. And then 15 minutes to the mental part of it. And the mental part could be something you find therapeutic, and we've talked about many of these before. Some people find gardening therapeutic and it works for them. Meditation is another option for you. If there's some sport that you're doing or some activity you're doing, for me, often being on a bike gets me in the zone. So sometimes the medical and physical can combine with each other. But I think it's important to focus on yourself and take that hour a day and do it. And it's just getting your heart rate up again, and it's disconnecting mentally and gaining some perspective. And this perspective piece is really important because we let things get out of whack. We start worrying about things that really, in retrospect, aren't that important. So you should ask yourself, if you're worried about something, will it matter in a week, a month, or 5 years? And if the answer is no, then maybe a perspective adjustment will help you. And the idea of getting a mental break and doing something to disconnect can help you pull that or gain that perspective. You got to think about your body and your mind as an asset that you have, and you have to protect that asset. And the other thing that I would suggest to you is that if you're doing that hour that you're taking will come back to you, but it'll come back to you with tremendous dividends. Because not only are you going to feel better, you're going to reduce stress, and as we said before, you're going to gain perspective. So you'll actually make up for that time that you're using because you're going to be sharper mentally, and you're ultimately going to be more productive as a result. And we talked about that this last week when we talked about the benefits of sleep, right? You sleep an extra hour a day, you sleep an extra 2 hours a day, and you may think, well, that's an hour or two that I'm not getting things done, that I could be working on projects and things that I have to do. But in essence, what it does do is it sharpens your mind. And it's the same thing with this mental and physical activity where you're taking care of yourself. You're going to be sharper. It's all about, if you're cutting down trees, you want to spend a big chunk of that time sharpening the axe. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. We want to sharpen the axe. We want to make you better able to adapt to adverse conditions because things are going to happen in your life. And if you're taking care of yourself mentally and physically, you're putting the right defenses in place so that when life takes a turn in a bad way, you're more able to deal with it. You're putting yourself in better physical conditioning so that you're able to fight off diseases. So you're playing defense there as well. And you're putting yourself in a much happier place and making yourself a much better person to be around. So there are no downsides to doing this. You're not giving up anything from a productivity standpoint, but you're gaining so much. And all we're suggesting is 1 hour out of your day. 1 hour a day. There's 24 of them. You're probably awake for 16 of those 24 hours. So take that 1 hour for yourself. You'll be happy you did it in the long run. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about how you can take that hour for yourself. What time of day are you going to do it? How is it going to work? And how can you make a routine out of taking care of yourself, both mentally and physically? All it takes is an hour a day.